and gets kids interested in livestock. The calves are usually purchased when they're 1 to 10 days old from dairy or beef producers. They are orphans or sold for other reasons. Dwayne Lenneman is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says if you get a calf right after it's born, its first meal has to be colostrum.
You've got to have it if you want that calf to stay healthy and be healthy, because that colostrum contains antibodies that prevent diseases that normally hit young calves. And the other thing you want to do is, a lot of times people will give just a simple injection of vitamins. Most common is vitamins D, A, and E, and they help the newborn calf get a good start in life.
The calves are usually fed from a bottle or a bucket with a nipple and eventually trained to drink from a bucket, which is where the term bucket calf comes from. They should be kept in a pen sheltered from weather with clean, comfortable bedding. If you have more than one calf, keep them in separate pens. This makes it easier to feed and prevents disease transmission. Between feeding, grooming, and taming, Lenneman says kids learn valuable lessons and get a good taste of what it's like to take care of livestock.
Number one, they're a fun project. That calf is dependent on the owner or the young person, and they become a pet, which is kind of nice because it's reciprocated. They'll come running to the young person, either for its milk or maybe for grain later on. Of course, they love to be played with.
Depending on your goals for the animal, it can be a short-term project, beginning with the calf born in February or March and ending at the county fair in the summer. Learn more about raising bucket calves at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 24 people killed, more than 12,000 structures, including thousands of homes, now gone. As Santa Ana winds are expected to pick up again this week in Southern California, questions are turning as to who or what could be responsible for starting the Los Angeles area wildfires. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Authorities in L.A. County are now investigating the possible causes of the fire. Southern California Edison says while the Eaton fire started in its service area, a preliminary analysis shows no interruptions or electrical or operational anomalies until more than an hour after the reported start time of the fire. The company also says no fire agency has suggested that its equipment caused the Eaton fire to ignite.
At least 16 people are still listed as missing. A number of authorities say is likely to rise, along with the death toll. Incoming Trump administration cabinet picks before Senate committees today. As their confirmation hearings begin, 14 nominees will be questioned. This is ABC News. An Iranian man held in Italy and wanted by the U.S. in connection with a drone attack released on a technicality. And now he's back in Iran. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Italy has released an Iranian citizen from custody, a person wanted by the U.S., over a drone attack in Jordan that killed three Americans a year ago. The Italian justice minister asked a court to revoke his arrest. Mohammed Abedini has already returned to Iran, says Iranian state TV. Italian officials say the extradition treaty between Italy and the U.S. is based on common laws between the countries involved, and the charges he was facing in the U.S. have no equivalent in Italy.
A Wisconsin kayaker who faked his own death and took off for Europe is due back in court today. He's facing obstruction charges. It's one of the largest gatherings of humanity anywhere on the planet. Over the next 45 days, about 400 million people are expected to converge on northern India for religious ceremonies that include bathing in the Ganges River. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you.
Okay, bounce dryer sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce!
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's cold out there this morning with a wind chill close to 20 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill factor below zero all day today. Partly cloudy, 7 above our high this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop down to 5 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, 9, and then we're back to almost 30 by Wednesday. Stop paying too much for health insurance. Call this number, 800-693-9308, for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below zero.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Governor Tony Evers declares an energy emergency in Wisconsin. Evers signed an executive order last week due to challenges with severe weather across the country that has impacted distribution of residential heating fuels, including heating oil and propane. Details are few and far between regarding the death of a 50-year-old Tomahawk man who suffered some kind of chest injury Thursday night. The man reportedly showed shortness of breath before he was rushed to a Lincoln County hospital in a private vehicle. He died sometime later. And a Dane County judge will appoint a special prosecutor to pursue charges of animal mistreatment and cruelty against a dog breeder. Madison Weekly Isthmus reports that Judge Rhonda Landford's decision and order follows years of pressure from animal rights activists to take action against Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounts. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer at Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. One person is dead after a single vehicle accident in Pepin Township Saturday morning. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, 29-year-old Christopher Noel of rural Pepin was traveling southbound on Big Hill Road when he failed to negotiate a curve, left the roadway, striking an embankment, causing the vehicle to overturn. Noel was ejected from the vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the scene by the Pepin County coroner. 3 people were injured in a 2-vehicle accident in Ludington Township Friday. According to the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department, a vehicle driving on Highway N, the driver failed to stop at a stop sign at the intersection of Highway 27 and then struck a vehicle traveling on Highway 27. The driver of the first vehicle was taken to the hospital. The driver and passenger of the second vehicle were also taken to the hospital, with the passenger having life-threatening injuries. The State Building Commission has approved the completion of the Heritage Hall project at UW-Stout. Governor Evers announced the approval by the commission Friday. The state will spend $5.4 million for the completion of Heritage Hall at UW-Stout, creating a new unified home for the College of Arts and Human Sciences by consolidating and co-locating spaces across several facilities. The commission also approved projects at UW-Madison and UW-Whitewater and other maintenance issues across the state. The barricades are back out along the roads on the Lac du Flambeau Reservation. WAOW-TV reports tribal leaders are preparing to block off roads on the reservation in under a week if the town of Lac du Flambeau doesn't pay easement fees on the roads. The tribe is giving the town until Thursday to get current. Those roads cross tribal lands to get to private homes of non-tribal members, and the companies in charge of those properties stopped paying easements decades ago. A spokesman for the tribe says Thursday will be the end of a 90-day warning of non-payment. The state of Minnesota plans to begin testing raw milk to see if it contains bird flu. The testing is part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's efforts to determine if the H5N1 virus is present in the nation's milk supply. The state will use samples submitted for other types of testing to help limit the burden on Minnesota dairy farmers. That new testing should start at the beginning of February. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
The New Lisbon triple homicide suspect is being held in a $5 million bond. Virgil Thu made his first appearance in Juneau County Court Friday, a day after he was arrested in connection with the December 30th shooting deaths of his 33-year-old girlfriend Elizabeth Kolba and her 12-year-old and 13-year-old daughters. The 47-year-old Thu was found in Elroy Thursday following a more than week-long search. Elroy is located about 12 miles southeast of Thu's mother's home in New Lisbon, where the bodies were found. Thu is facing multiple charges, including three counts each of first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse. He's scheduled to be back in court February 13th. Classes resumed at Abundant Life Christian School nearly a month after a shooting that claimed the lives of a student and teacher. Friday was the first day back since December 16th. Earlier this week, Abundant Life Principal Doug Butler posted a video message to parents ahead of return to school. Butler said the facility and staff have been trained to offer trauma-informed care to students. He added that faculty and staff have also been trained to recognize trauma in ourselves. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said they're investigating the shooter's online activity, but that they have no credible information that there are others who intend to commit further violence. A 22-year-old woman convicted in the 2014 Slender Man stabbing in Waukesha has been granted conditional release from a psychiatric hospital. Morgan Geiser was seeking release from the facility for the fourth time. Geiser was just 12 when she and Anissa Weyer stabbed their sixth-grade classmate more than a dozen times to please a fictional character called Slender Man. Both Geiser and Weyer were found not guilty by mental defect and committed to psychiatric hospitals. A Waukesha County judge ruled Thursday that Geyer's release would not pose a significant threat to the public. Weyer was granted conditional release in 2021. Minnesota lawmakers are demanding answers and calling for changes in the U.S. Postal Service. This after residents of Cook County in northeastern Minnesota say they haven't received mail yet this year. Furthermore, it's being reported that when those residents went to their local post office looking for their mail, they were turned away. Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith are calling on the Postmaster General to take immediate steps to rectify the issue. What's billed as America's largest indoor water park is getting larger. Kalahari Resorts owner and founder Todd Nelson announced an $85 million indoor water park expansion in Wisconsin Dells, which he calls the water park capital of the world in a news release. The release says construction is already underway for the 75,000-square-foot glass-enclosed open-air water park with a retractable roof. The new water park's expected to open in the fall of 2026, according to the news release. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting state residents to check out America's national bird in the wild. The DNR is hosting a bald eagle watching day in Sauk Prairie this Saturday. There is a new Wisconsin River Outlook and Prairie de Sac that guests can spot the eagles from. Sauk Prairie High School will also be hosting live raptor shows as part of the gathering. Everything is free to attend. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Annabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The Minnesota Vikings will take on the LA Rams in the final game of the NFC wildcard round tonight. The game is at a neutral site after the California wildfires forced the game to move from SoFi Stadium to State Farm Stadium. The 14-3 Vikings are the number 5 seed after losing out on the NFC North with a Week 18 loss against Detroit. Minnesota lost to LA 30-20 when the two teams met in Week 8. The Minnesota Wild surrendered 3 goals in the third period in a 4-1 loss to the Vegas Golden Knights yesterday. Ryan Hartman gave the Wild a 1-0 lead in the first period before Vegas scored the final 4 goals of the game. The Wild host Edmonton Wednesday. The Minnesota Timberwolves were defeated in the final minute of a 127-125 loss to the Memphis Grizzlies Saturday. Jay Morant knocked down the go-ahead floater with under 20 seconds left in the game. Anthony Edwards missed a game-winning 3 at the buzzer. The Wolves will visit the Wizard tonight. The Minnesota Golden Gophers fell apart in the second half during an 80-59 loss to the Badgers at the Kohl Center Friday. The Gophers trailed by 1 at halftime, but then were outscored 50-30 the rest of the way. Minnesota's now 0-5 in the Big Ten. High school basketball tonight on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In the Dunn-St. Croix, Cadott is at Boyceville tonight. Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser hosting Mondovi. Regis at Colfax. Elk Mound hosting Fall Creek. Luck is at Spring Valley. Middle Border Conference boys basketball at Chippewa is at Altoona. Somerset hosting Grantsburg. In the Dunn-St. Croix Conference tonight, Colfax is at McDonald Central. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
The Eagles made easy work of the Packers in the NFC wildcard playoffs, winning 22-10 on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott. Dallas Goedert and Jahan Dotson caught touchdown passes, while Saquon Barkley rushed for 119 yards and 25 carries. In the Eagles' second win over the Packers this season, Jordan Love picked off three times, three of the four Packer turnovers on the day.
It's tough. You know, I'm definitely, it's the end of the season. You know, you lose a playoff game. You know, we've been here before. It sucks. It's not fun. It's not fun being in that locker room after a game. And it sucks.
Packers fumbled the opening kickoff and quickly fell behind 7-0. They lacked discipline. They were penalized eight times for 85 yards. Running back Josh Jacobs rushing for 81 yards and a touchdown.
It's playoff football. When you're playing against a good team, you got to hit on all cylinders. And that first half, man, we was flat. We was hurting ourselves. A lot of penalties. Bad decisions. So, you know, you can't win games like that.
Matt LaFleur fell to 3-5 in playoff games in his six seasons and fell to 0-6 against the NFC's elite this season. Eagles advancing to take on the winner of tonight's Vikings-Rams game next week. NBA Bucks fell to the Knicks 120-106 at Madison Square Garden. Jalen Brunson poured in 44 for New York. Giannis had 24 points and 13 rebounds in the loss for the Bucks. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team swept Minnesota State over the weekend, capping things off with a 3-1 victory yesterday. Coach Mark Johnson earning milestone victories 650 and 651 in his career. Cubs added to their pitching staff, signing former Brewer Colin Ray to a one-year deal worth $5 million. AHL Milwaukee Admirals blanked by Rockford 5-0. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? Hims can help. Get started at hims.com/joy. Through hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have a slight chance of a flurry late this afternoon. It'll be cold with highs near 7. West winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of flurries in the evening, low 5 below. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, we'll have highs near 10 above. Currently across the region, we do have a clear sky and temperatures in the single digits below zero here at WRDN. One below with Carrie Underwood and two black Cadillacs at 722.
Two black Cadillacs driving in a slow
and the Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, and Tyler Hubbard and Dancing in the Country, 7:31. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Happy Monday. Next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and if you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989, or visit us on our Facebook page, WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. This morning, we'll tell you about a big plunge helping out volunteer fire departments here in Wisconsin. We'll tell you about that here coming up this morning. We'll tell you about some new parody accounts on social media. We'll tell you about that here coming up this morning as well. As you heard in sports, offense. What offense? Wow. That was just bad. I knew it was going to be bad right on the opening kickoff of that game. It's like, well, we're done. Wonder what else is on TV. I know young. Big thing is they are still young kids and all that. And I know people say, oh, it's not an excuse. And I've heard all of the, the coaching staff is terrible. They don't have no discipline. On. I was talking with my mom after the game last night. And they just don't have no discipline. What would Vince Lombardi say? My mother is 91, and she, I'm like, Ma, if Vince Lombardi was head coach of the Packers right now, he would be terrible, because that's just not how it works nowadays in the NFL. It's not like it was back then in the 60s. And frankly, I reminded her, we tried that once. For those of you who remember when Bart Starr was coach and in the early 80s, okay, they fired him because Bart Starr's just too nice. We need discipline. I remember hearing that all the time. So they got Forrest Gregg. He's like Vince. He'll give them discipline. Yeah, and how did that work out for us? Oh, yeah, it didn't. It was terrible. Now, I will admit, you know, you can't have all these penalties. You can't have, you know, all this other stuff. It's like, it just didn't seem like they were there. They just, oh, is that a coaching problem? It might be. I don't know. But I do remember last year at this time, everyone was like, oh, Matt LaFleur, he's the greatest coach since Vince Lombardi. And I saw, I know, NFL, not for long. Oh, well, Packers done Vikings tonight. They're favored. And I have a bet against them because Vikings gonna Vikings. Just saying. So, and that's the other thing I said to my mom. So, Ma, what's worse? And, all right, we're, you know, this year, okay, they played terrible. Or remember 2011? Remember back in 2011 after the Packers had won the Super Bowl? They go 15-1, best record in the NFL. On and on and on. Home field advantage at the frozen tundra in the divisional round after the bye week against lowly Atlanta. And how did that work out? Oh, yeah, that's right. They lost. I think I was more upset about that than last night, because last night I was like, ugh, I just don't see it. Anyway, Packers season is done. Now we're just going through basketball season, and I'm just, because I like the warmer weather, I'm waiting for pitchers and catchers to report.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Break the winter blues during the second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event Saturday in O'Galley. Prizes in six different fish categories or catch O'Galley and win $20,000. The winter event includes kids' drawings, door prizes, raffles, and more. Diamond sponsors include the O'Galley Sportsman's Club, Sunstrom & Company, Maxville Truck & Repair, Ron and Paul Sins, and Tim and Sue Anderson. The second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event this Saturday in O'Galley.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. Could see a flurry this afternoon. It's going to be cold. Highs near 7. West winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. A slight chance of flurries early. Low 5 below. Tomorrow, sunshine. Highs near 10. And for Wednesday, sunny, not as cold. Highs mid-20s. Currently across the region, we do have a clear sky. Pepin, 2 below. Lake City and Wabasha, 3 below. Nelson, 4 below. O'Galley and Plum City, 5 below. Mondovi at 6 below. Here at WRDN, 5 below. Brr! With George Straits and Blue Clear Sky at 7:37.
You swear you've had enough. You're ready to give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hands, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky, here she comes a walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky. Mm-hmm.
out of range, out of the blue clear sky. Here she comes a walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky. Here she comes.
I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend, and so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night, and so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun, and I smiled when I heard him turn Red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee, and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
The moment was custom made to order. I was riding with my daughter on our way back from Monroe. And like children do, she started playing 20 questions. But I never would have guessed one could touch me to my soul. She said, "Daddy, when we get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? Are we going there to visit, or are we going there to stay? Am I gonna see my grandpa? Can I have a pair of wings? And do you think that God could use another angel to help pour out the rain?" La da 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 dee. Well, I won't lie, I pulled that car right over, and I sat there on the shoulder trying to dry my misty eyes. And I whispered, "Lord, I wanna thank you for my children, 'cause your innocence that fills them often takes me by surprise. Like, Daddy, when we get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? Are we going there to visit, or are we going there to stay? Am I gonna see my grandpa? Can I have a pair of wings? And do you think that God could use another angel to help pour out the rain?" Well, I thought about it later on, and a smile came to my face. And when I tucked her into bed, I got down on my knees and prayed, "Lord, when I get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? I don't want to come to visit, 'cause I'm coming home to stay. And I can't wait to see my family and meet Jesus face to face. And do you think, Lord, you could use another angel to help pour out the rain? Can I help pour out the rain? Can I help pour out the rain?"
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Buddy Jewel and Help Pour Out the Rain. Right now here's Jordan Davis. And I Ain't Saying. It's 7:47.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for. You keep checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. And yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. 'Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one, I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
judging by the way you just smile. I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. Tell no, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jordan Davis, I ain't saying. 7:50, I'm Brian Winnikins. This is a reminder, the 2025 Chippewa Valley Ag Conference with the Security Financial Bank coming up February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at the Florian Gardens. Now, registration is now open if you would like more information. Just visit the Security Financial Bank website for more information on that. We'll be there at that event as well. Looking forward to that. Global temperatures were breaking records for the second year in a row in 2024. Well, that's not too surprising. Look at our winter last year, so mild. Multiple government agencies said that 2024 was the warmest in recorded history. Scientists say last year was hotter than any year since 1880. Wow. North America, Europe, Africa, and South America had their warmest years on record, while Asia and the Arctic had their second warmest year ever in 2024. Well, it's sure not warm out there right now. That's all I'm saying. Wow.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay and Associates.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website. website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Last night we went to bed not talking, 'cause we'd already said too much. I faced the wall, you faced the window, bound and determined not to touch. We've been married 7 years now. Some days it feels like 21. I'm still mad at you this morning. Coffee's ready if you want some. Since 5, thinking about me and you, and I've got to tell you the conclusion I've come to. I'll never leave, I'll never stray. My love for you will never change, but I ain't ready to make up or get around to that. I think I'm right, I think you're wrong. I'll probably give in before long. Please don't make me smile. Just wanna be mad for a while. For now you might as well forget it. Don't run your fingers through my hair. Yeah, that's right, I'm being stubborn. No, I don't wanna go back upstairs. Without a goodbye kiss, but as I'm driving off, just remember this. I'll never leave, I'll never stray. My love for you will never change, but I ain't ready to make up. We'll get around to that. I think I'm right, I think you're wrong. I'll probably give in before long. Please don't make me smile. I just wanna be mad. But I ain't ready to make up. We'll get around to that. I think I'm right, I think you're wrong. I'll probably give in before long. Please don't make me smile. I just wanna be mad for a while. I just wanna be mad for a while. I just wanna be mad for a while. Just wanna be mad for a while.
Here you come knocking on my door when you say
that I know what you love and can do, who do you think you're talking to? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of fool do you think I am? Cause you know I don't need you anymore. Now, do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart after bad love? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. As officials assess the damage and prepare for more strong Santa Ana winds this week, people in Southern California want to know how the wildfire started. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Pacific Palisades.
24 people.